Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Many years ago, I heard a saying that for ages I pondered over and couldn't figure out the meaning of it. It's one of those sort of sounds a bit obscure ones. It's no man is an island. And I pondered that for ages and thought, how can a man be an island? What? It just doesn't make sense. And then I clicked quite a number of years ago now, is what it means is you cannot achieve anything at all without a team of some sort behind you. Any successful person, no matter where they are or in what field, they always have someone behind them that is helping them, guiding them, assisting them, mentoring them, doing little menial jobs so they can focus on the bigger things. Everyone has a team behind them. And it got me thinking about who my team was. And I've realized it's obviously people like my lady, and I've got mentors, and I've got some friends that are pretty good at guiding me as well and advising me. And then there's also the intangible team that I have behind me. And these are the CDs that I listen to regularly to keep me bolstered, books that I read regularly to remind me of my journey, and things like that. So today's podcast, I wanted to ask you, who's on your team? Who have you got behind you? Do you have mentors? If not, where would you find them? It's quite easy, actually. You just ask around. It's not that difficult. I met one of my mentors when I was doing a speaking competition for Toastmasters. He got up and spoke about how he turned his life around, and he was now involved in property and stuff, and his big thing's on mindsets. And I went up and said to him, look, would you mind mentoring me? And he said, sure. So he's been mentoring me for about a year and a half now. And so you run across people like that all the time. And it doesn't have to be someone that's hugely successful, as long as they're further up the ladder than where you currently are. So it's a step up, so they can pull you up to their level, and then you can find someone that's further up the ladder. So you can just do it in stages. They don't have to be someone that's wildly successful now. But also, what other resources have you got on your team? What sort of inspirational CDs do you listen to? Educational CDs do you listen to? Do you go to seminars? Do you watch DVDs? Do you have books that you read that get you inspired and excited and make you start to dream big dreams? These are the sorts of things you need on your team. So anyway, that's today's podcast. Really quick. I want you to think about who's on your team. Start building them up. Start getting them behind you. Start spending regular time with them and getting focused on your journey and getting excited. So we'll catch you at the next podcast. Feel free to send me an email, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com. And you can ask for my introductory ebook. It's free, of course. It's about 40-odd pages long. We'll catch you at the next podcast. Remember, it's your choice. Always has been, always will be. Catch you then.